Welcome, East Coast Audio fans, listeners, and everybody alike. This is the East Coast Audio Show. I'm your man, Travis Bryant, with Andre Purnell. We're here to bring you a Impact recap for Christmas Day, December 25th, 2008. What's happening, Dre?
Happy holidays, everybody. You know, Christians, Muslims, Jews, Indians, and atheists alike.
Okay there. Everybody.
Welcome.
So Impact tonight, Christmas edition. Kind of a not bad of a show. Not you know, okay, I thought.
I would say not good, but not bad either. You know, somewhere in between.
I thought it had some good moments, and of course it had, you know, plenty of what the hell kind of moments.
It seemed like they cut down on the Beautiful People skit. So
yeah.
I only got one of those, if I'm not mistaken. So that
just
was
just one kind of early in the show, and I wasn't upset at that at all. Now that you bring it up, I kind of forgot all about them. Like, that's right, yeah. So
the good thing is you forgot all about it.
Is that good, though? I mean,
it's good now. I mean, we passed the whole, damn, they fucking up. We at, they just annoying, and I'm tired of seeing them. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Like, we're, you know.
Right. So, what the open up show with the highlights, Main Event Mafia, just taking out a bunch of members of the, just a bunch of wrestlers. Most of them were in the front line, or all, I think, maybe. Then they go to the TNA Open, and they, Ben Foley has his full intro. He comes out, talks about Main Event Mafia going against their word. He's pretty upset.
I love Dang Lan's style hit. I'm loving it. I'm still loving it.
I'm
loving it. Like, it's corny. Like, but then again, I'm trying to find a better way to phrase it. Like, I just think that it's so, I guess it fits. It just seems so, like, you know, a gangland style hit. It just seems so cliche. You know, it seemed like not creative enough. You know, maybe it's just me. I mean, you said you don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's all right.
I guess that what gangland style hit mean is them rolling on somebody and really, yeah, you know, that's like they did with
it. They've done that enough.
One thing I wanted to get out there was I like that little gimmick about them, though. I don't like the name per se, but I like the fact that, you know, they have this, you know, this is what they do. They take people out, you know. They take people out.
Right. What'd you think of Foley's promo, what he had to say to him?
I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was necessary, obviously. It was.
Yeah, of course.
They ended last week's show, you know, saying what's Foley got going to have to say about this, and then they opened this week's show. If you were watching them literally, like, with no, you know, back-to-back, that part would be pretty seamless and logical and, you know. But yeah, it was necessary, obviously, to come out and kind of call him out on basically lying to him, looking him in his eyes and then flat out lying. And then Main Event Mafia came out onto the stage, and Angle said that they were the victims last week. And I thought that was a pretty good line. They weren't the aggressors. They were the victims. Nash and Sting were forced into the cage like animals. And when he called them wrestling purists. And when you put them in savage situation, I think he said crazy shit happens.
Yeah, I think he said crazy shit happens.
Yeah.
I mean, when he said wrestling purists, I looked at Kevin Nash. And I mean, like, look, for a big man in his prime, whenever that was, he was okay. You know, big men generally don't, there's not too many big men that move around, you know, or technically sound. And
man's,
you know,
been like 20-something years, and he still throws the, like, the most horrible punch. We talked about
yeah, that. And he still throws the elbow punch.
It is the worst.
He's never, I would never think of him as a wrestling purist now or back in the day.
He didn't sing either. I mean, it was kind of, I think maybe that was the point. He's not a wrestling purist.
I wouldn't make that point. I wouldn't, you know, put Kevin Nash and Sting or two of the top people, you know, in the biggest feud on the show, if you will. I wouldn't put, you know, almost like the only feud almost, you know, that matters on the show. You know, I wouldn't put them, you know, I wouldn't make a joke about them being wrestling purists. I thought he wanted to put that over, like, you know, just because they're so much.
Of course that you wouldn't. You think you wouldn't. That you wouldn't talk about how many surgeries Nash has on his knees either, or that his foot's jacked up with cortisone, or, you know, Sting's an old man, and then he's going to make.
Yeah, but we're not, what we're talking about is, what I'm saying is, when you say wrestling purist, I'm not just talking about present-day Sting or Kevin Nash. They weren't wrestling purists when they were fucking world champions.
I'm saying that Kurt was not trying to, I mean, the point, I don't think, wasn't to try to keep them over as some kind of wrestling guys, but the point was to make fun of themselves, which is backwards business and just stupid. That's my point. Like, what the hell?
Making fun of yourself can work, but not in a situation
like
that.
Not there, yeah.